I'm sorry, what?
I thought you were in charge.
Oh, I'm in charge. Did you say?
This is your construction site, sir.
I'm sorry. What?
Do I speak too quietly for you? So this is your construction site, sir.
You are allowed permission.
I didn't come to ask for no permission, sir.
And then you are not allowed.
But you seem to be misunderstanding me. I'm an employee of yours that you hired a couple days ago.
Right.
My name? Alonso Alfredo. I once washed your windows. You like my form.
Yes.
So
Uh-oh.
what I'm trying to find out from you is what are we supposed to do here today?
Uh-oh. Sorry. Managers made a mistake. But that's okay. You guys are in our new division, elevators.
But there's only one of me.
I don't care how many of you
Sir,
want a job.
are you drunk per se? Do you think that's very professional here on a construction site?
No, I'm not drunk. Instead, I was pretending to be drunk. It was well executed, don't you think?
Very much
Thank
so.
you. So,
You had me fooled, big guy.
that's kind of you to say.
Me.
But maybe you stop saying things and go to the Department of Elevators, where Joe will be waiting for you. Joe Blow.
Okay then. Well, nice to meet you, sir.
I also will say the same to you.
Goodbye.
And goodbye to you.
This sure is a big construction site. I am a constructor.
Hey, buddy, watch out.
Oh, for what?
This crane.
I was so caught up in my thoughts that I didn't even notice it.
Understandable.
What's your name?
My name is John.
Not Joe.
Nope. My friends call me John because of my name being John.
That's very convenient.
It is also convenient to have met you. Hello, and your name is what?
Alonzo Alfredo.
That is a very good name. Are you working here now, or maybe you're just here to visit?
I hope to be working, if I could find my way around this godforsaken place.
This place is certainly very large. It's a very good thing to see a new member on our construction team.
I'm sorry I laughed. It's so weird hearing me, Alonzo Alfredo, being part of the construction team.
I understand. Sometimes I forget where I am.
Were you once a greenhorn like I?
All of us were once. Do not be afraid.
Is it hard, this job you do?
Joe Blow you seek? He is that way.
I didn't say that. Okay, nice meeting you, John.
I would wish I could say the same.
I don't know how to respond to that.
Very good day to you then, sir.
Adieu. John sure is a pain in the behind, if you know what I mean.
Hey, you guys see that homo?
Did you say hobo or homo?
Oh, nothing, everybody. You just have a good time. He's that way.
Joe Blow the homo? Wow. It sure is turning into a weird construction site, if you ask me, and I know you did, because I am me asking me, and that's what I forever shall. Oh! Joe, I presume.
That's a presumption that you're not qualified to make.
What would qualify me to make that assumption?
Maybe perhaps knowing who I actually am.
I was sent here.
I'm Octopus Clark.
Is that your real name?
That's what my friends call me.
And I don't quite get it.
Maybe because you don't get it.
Are you speaking of relations between me and my duly devoted wife?
I'm not speaking about much, and I'm much of the shit I'm speaking about.
That is my wife you're speaking about.
I hope to shout.
Then let it out.
Good day to you then, sir.
So, why do they call you Octopus?
Good day to you, I said.
Mysteries abound here on construction site. I wonder, just wonder what this octopus is up to.
God damn it, Trio!
Hello? Hello? Joe?
I'm over here in my office.
Oh, let me come over there. Hello?
Hello?
Joe?
Yes, it is me, Joe.
Is this the ever-famous Ministry of Elevators?
It's so funny that you should ask you.
That's not really an answer.
No, it isn't an answer at all. Instead, it is a question.
This place certainly is confusing.
It confuses me also.
And they left you in charge of the Ministry of Elevators?
Interesting.
Oh, I think so.
I'm not sure.
Are you a robot?
I'm not sure.
My God. They employ robots here.
Well, welcome in. Please sit down.
Yes, yeah, I think I shall. So, what is it you do here, Joe Blow?
Nothing of your concern.
But I've been employed.
Certainly, and it's been good to see you.
Am I to believe you're giving me nothing to do here?
This is also true. I'm sorry. All of a sudden, I have no idea what to do. I really don't. I am Joe. Joe Blow. Circus performer, is it? I have no idea where to go.
How didn't you know I was a circus performer?
Are you?
Well, shouldn't I be?
That's it. That's why exactly. I'm sorry to have this breakdown. Because really, I am me. Joe Blow. Circus performer hirer. And I apologize for my ignorance.
And what are you doing working this construction site, might I ask you?
I'm a talent agent. And I'm looking for talented construction workers.
Strong men. Looking for strong men.
A strong man died. And I'm looking for a replacement.
I can't quite fill those massive shoes.
I would say not.
I could stuff them, though. I'm a talented stuffer.
It's not a gay circus. It's just a normal man circus. Normal freaks can come and not be afraid to get undressed in front of the other freaks. But I appreciate your interest. I also sometimes... I'm a freak. I mean, who
does? It must be easy in your line of work.
You know, I'm not going to say that their shoes don't become untied. You know what I'm saying? Do you understand what I'm talking about?
What? Do you take their shoes off? Is that some kind of...
Sometimes I untie their shoes. And it's funny for me.
Because they're normal freaks?
No, it's funny.
You get turned on by the fact that someone isn't a freak and you think they are.
No.
I didn't mean to delve so much into the matter. I apologize.
No, it's okay. I like delving into the issue of freaks.
Well, certainly. Quite literally, in your case. Delving into the issue of freaks. Do you mean by that diving into the fissure of freaks?
Or delving into the tissue of freaks? By that I mean, how come I can't hear you anymore?
I'm still here.